Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Maturity and the Blessing. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 reads, "So we are no longer to be children, tossed back and forth by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of people who craftily carry out their deceitful schemes." I have just read from the New English Translation. And Sandra had a challenge that really troubled her. She was a believer and had certain spiritual gifts, but this challenge proved stubborn. After praying and fasting for months over the issue, she decided to meet her discipler concerning it. He got a prophetic insight into the problem and prayed for her from that standpoint, and the problem was solved. Sandra's discipler could pray once and solve a problem she had battled for months because through spiritual maturity, he walked in more spiritual might and authority than her. Sandra knew it was time for her to become spiritually mature and stable. One attribute of spiritually mature believers is the willingness to give. Babies don't give anything or contribute anything to the family. They only know how to take. But when babies grow to become responsible adults, they begin to give to their parents and not just take. There are believers who give to the work of God, but only because they believe that is a way to get more out of God. This is the same take-take mentality of spiritual babes. The spiritually mature give because of love. They give because they know they are blessed with all blessings in heavenly places, not primarily because they want to be blessed. Spiritually mature believers are stable and are not blown about by every wind of doctrine. They don't give impulsively because someone promised a breakthrough in return. They give purposefully and cheerfully because they see a need and desire to meet it, honor God by giving to his ministers and ministries, and honor God by giving to their parents, both physical and spiritual. Go into today knowing that your spiritual maturity is determined by your actions. Renounce every way and conduct of spiritual infancy, and you will begin to see the fruits of maturity in your life. The fruits of maturity include spiritual stability, walking in spiritual might and authority, etc. Prayer, Lord, help me renounce childish ways and grow into the fullness of your will. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 1. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapter 1.
The Book of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head, and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say,
"Come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole, like those who go down to the pit," we will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us, we will all share the loot.
My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech.
How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm.